Okay, today Hashem, we're learning Perek Beis, the Masechas Ksubos, Mishnayos, Tes, and Yud. So the Mishnah talks about if you have an Eishes Ish who was held captive, the halacha is that if an Eishes Ish is Ne'ensa, so if her husband's a Yisrael, she's allowed to go back to him. But if her husband's a Kohen, she's not allowed to go back to him. But if she willingly had be with someone else, then regardless of whether her husband is a Kohen or a Yisrael, she's not allowed to go back to him. So here we have a case of woman, isha shenech bisha bidei goyim, a woman who was held in prison by goyim, al yedei mamon mutaris lebaila. If the reason they were holding her is because she owed them money, then she's mutaris to her husband, even if the husband is a kohen, because we assume that they would not harm her they wouldn't sexually assault her because they'd be afraid that they would lose their money if they would do that, because the husband won't be interested in taking her back after such a thing. But al yedei nefashos asura lebaila. But if they took her because they wanted to execute her, then she's asura to her husband, even if he's not a kohen, because we assume that they will try to sleep with her and that she'll be agreeable to it in the hopes that by doing that they'll spare her life. So we have to be worried that maybe she actually willfully slept with these guys. So now the Mishnah talks about the following: Ir shakav shakarkum. If a town, a city, was conquered by an enemy army, kol kohanos shenimtzu b'tocha psulos. Any wives of kohanim that are in that town are pasul to their husbands, because we have to be choshesh that maybe one of these conquering soldiers went and slept with her. V'miyesh len edim. But if there are edim no one touched her, afilu eved afilu shivcha. Even if the aid is not a kashra aid, it's an eved or a shivcha, hareil nemanim. We believe the edim, and therefore they're allowed to go back to their Kohen husbands. But a person cannot just testify about themselves. A woman can't just say, oh, don't worry, I was hidden well and no one touched me. Rabbi Zechariah ben HaKatzav. Rabbi Zechariah ben HaKatzav was a Kohen, and he said about his wife that that we were holding hands, I had my eye on her, my wife, the entire time, from the time these Goyim came into Yerushalayim until they left, and I know that nobody touched her. So I'm sorry, but you're not believed to testify about yourself. It's ishto kigufo, and you're saying testimony about yourself. That's the principle of ishto kigufo. Mishnah Yun now tells us as follows: the following are believed to give edus when they are an adult about that which they saw when they were a child. A person could say, yeah, this is my father's handwriting, or this is my Rebbe's handwriting, or this is my brother's handwriting, meaning even though he hasn't seen the handwriting of his father or his Rebbe, his brother, since he was a little kid, we believe him as an adult to recognize it and to be mekayim the chasimos of a shtar, that if they signed in a shtar to be mekayim, that this is in fact their signatures, because the whole notion of kim shtaros is only drabanan. So the rabbanan have the rights to believe whoever they want to believe for Kiyum Shtaros, since on the Daraisa level, the Shtar is Mekayim itself. You don't need Kiyum Shtaros. Zohar, you see, Beplon, Shiasabinam of Rosh HaPerua. If a man says that when I was a little kid, I was at this person's wedding, and the girl went out to her wedding like a Besula, so we're going to collect 200 Zuz for her Ksuba based on that testimony. Vishaya Ishplon, Yotzim Besa Sefer Litbalechel Betruma. Or he could say, I remember when I was a little child, so this particular person would leave the Beis HaSefer, my classmate would leave school, and he'd have to go to the mikveh so that he could eat truma, and therefore that testimony is essentially testifying that he's a Kohen. V'shayicholik Emanuel Goren. Or he would say, yeah, I remember that we used to each get truma by the granary because we were both Kohanim. V'amakom hazeh Beis HaPras. Or a person is believed to say, yeah, when I was a kid, I remember we were told to be careful that this area is a Beis HaPras, a place where there's Safik Tumah. So we have to be careful around that area. Beis HaPras is either Makam Shene'evad Bo Kever, a place where a grave was lost. We're not sure the location of the grave, so the general vicinity is called Beis HaPras, or a place Shenechrash Bo Kever, that there was a kever there, but then they plowed, it was a shallow grave, and they plowed up the field, and now in any spot in the field, you have to be choshesh that there are bone fragments there. Vadkani Yinuban B'Shabbos, so if we're looking for where to mark the Tchum Shabbos, the person can say, I grew up in this neighborhood. We were always told you can go up until this tree and not further. So we believe he's believed about that. That's also Tchum Shabbos of Alpayim Mama is only Derabanan. However, Aval Ein Adam Neman Lomar Derech Hayil Leploni B'Makom Hazeh, that I remember that this person had a path in this place. Maimon Umispar Hayil Leploni B'Makom Hazeh, or this person had a this spot was a place where we would do Ma'amados by a Levaya, where you would stop and go at a Levaya. There are Kabbalistic reasons for that, but that's what we do at a Levaya, where this was a place for Hespedim, because that's about who's the real owner of the land, and we're not going to believe him about ownership of the land. For that, you need two kashra edim. You're not going to believe someone about what they saw as a child. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Tess, we said that if a woman was captured by Goyim, so if they were holding her for monetary purposes, she's muteris to go back to her husband, even if he's a Kohen. But if they were holding her for nefashos purposes, she's asur to go back to her husband, even if he's a Yisrael, because we assume she might have slept with the captors in order to spare her life. If there was a city that was conquered by an invading army, every kohenes in that city is puzzled to her husband, unless there are edim that nothing happened to her, and we have a very low standard for the edim. They could even be an eved or a shivcha. But a person is not believed about themselves. And when we say themselves, we mean their husband is also not believed, because ishto kigufo. And then in Mishnah Yud, we gave a number of examples of things that people could testify about when they are an adult, about that which they saw when they were a child. Example number one was a person can verify the signature of his father or his Rebbe or his brother, even though he hasn't seen that signature since he's a child. Example number two, a guy could say that I remember that this woman's wedding, she was a besula, and therefore she's able to collect Masayim Zuz, even though he was a child at the time of the wedding. Example number three, that he's testifying that one of his classmates was a Kohen, because he used to go Tovel in the mikveh to eat truma, or used to split the truma with them at the goren. Example number four, to verify that a certain place is a beis hapras and therefore has a safek tuma. Example number five, to verify where the end of Tchum Shabbos is. And then we said, but things that a guy is not believed about when he's an adult, about that which happened as a child, is that someone owned a certain passageway through someone else's field, or that a certain location was designated for the community to use for ma'amad and for Hespedim in particular locations, because that's about land ownership, and for that you need more than just testimony from that one remembers as a child. That you need real adult testimony for. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Gimel of Maseches Ksubos.